This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable. Seeing how white women... Completely untrue.
This is where your college dollars are going.
I don't know anything. I'm product of American education system.
Oh, they got our number.
Depression and misogyny. Depression and misogyny.
I don't know how cooking hamburgers adds to global warming.
We're reducing global warming by eating cows.
I used to tell my friends, I even tell my kids, I cannot make you feel guilty unless you've done something wrong. When somebody calls you a name, when somebody calls you a racist or bigot, a homophobe, at first it might bother you a little bit because you're like, oh my God, why do they think I'm a racist? If you take a second to think about it, and you're not...
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You want to be part of the solution, okay? You don't want to be part of the problem. You want to be part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time. do appreciate the time that we spend together on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And really, seriously, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Zoe's going to join me right after the break. You got to get involved. You got to listen to what's going on. Look at all the garbage we heard today. Listen to everything that went down today. And by the way, it's all our fault. We shouldn't be complaining, according to them. We have nothing to complain about. Nothing went wrong. I love it. I don't know. I don't really know what kind of dope they're smoking to come up with that. There's no issues, there's no problems, there's no aggravation to speak of. You sit there and you go, wow, that's amazing. I wish I could, I mean, seriously, I wish I could live in that world. All right, we'll get to some of the voter fraud later on in the show. Not that you haven't heard enough of it already, but that's not my point. NASDAQ says that to corporate America, hey, listen, you either go woke or you go broke. You got to go. You got to do something. And this woke term all of a sudden, like we're supposed to give in to every little thing that's gone on around us. Head to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much more you can do up there, so much you can get involved with. The NASDAQ exchange currently lists over 3,000 companies, which have a combined market value of over $17 trillion. The companies that want to list on the exchange already have to pass through a bunch of hurdles. You know, it costs about $25,000 for the application fee to be considered, after which it costs between $150,000 and $295,000 in entry fees. Now, prospective companies are required to meet at least one of four standards. They have to have at least $1 million in total pre-tax earnings for the past 3 years without having a net loss in any of those years. They have to have at least $27.5 million of cash flow for the past 3 years without ever having a negative cash flow in those 3 years. Having a market capitalization of at least $850,000 over the past year and revenues of $90 million. having at least 80 million. Now, see, you've got to hear this. This all, whether you know numbers or not, this makes sense. They're going to have some money in the bank. They're going to have some money rolling through them in order to be have other people invest in them, right? And now that's not enough. People running to the place are going, I'm not so sure that's enough. Right? Now they want to face this arbitrary, and I do mean arbitrary, diversity quota. They have no effect on company performance, which is the only reason that you look it. Al Sharpton came out and said, not enough black people in corporate America's boardrooms. And I'm going, okay, so what? What's it got to do with black, female, brown, whatever? Corporate boardrooms should have the person who do the best job in there. The one that'll get the job done, don't you think? Is that truly what it's all about? But no, no, no. Started here in California. You have to have a percentage of women on your board. Even if they don't know what they're doing, you got to have a percentage of women on your board. The exchange operator filed a proposal Tuesday asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to approve new listing rules. It surrounds the makeup of the companies, the board of directors, as well as greater transparency around who fills seats in the boardroom. Under the proposal, the majority of companies will be required to have at least two diverse board directors, one woman and one woman who identifies as either an underrepresented minority or LGBTQ. Welcome to America, comrade. I mean, think about it. They're dictating to you. They actually believe that this stuff has something to do with being fair and equitable. Look. 24/7 we hear about the greed, the nastiness of these big corporations. All they think about is money. Do you honestly believe that if a black, a Hispanic, a transgender, a gay couple was making money hand over fist, were some of the best economic geniuses in the country, that they wouldn't try to get these people on their board? Are you out of your mind? Should the SEC approve the plan, all companies would have to disclose board-level diversity within 1 year of the policy being passed. NASDAQ said in a statement that the time frame for the companies to meet the board requirements will depend on each company's listing, but that all companies will be expected to have at least one diverse director. Think about this. They're going to tell you who you can buy from, where you can buy, what kind of food you can eat at home. Watch. You watch what happens. Zoe joins me after the break. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take a poll. A lot going on there, a lot happening. Zoe joins me as he does every week, although he wasn't with me last week. I think he was in a turkey coma or something like that. And he is the host of Dystopian Den, Anti-Fighty-Duddy Bible Study, and The Zoloft. Zoe, hey, how you doing?
I am doing well, man. And I was scrambling to get this done because, you know, I'm trying to share your video player or the link on another site. So I'm doing that MeWe thing, man. So I wanted to get that playing on there. So I was trying to do that right. And,
The Wee's Me's. Yeah. Wee's. Okay. Hey, whatever works. So talk to me. What happened last week around Thanksgiving? What did you eat?
Well, I attempted to cook.
wait a minute, I like that. I attempted to cook.
right. And you know, I think I did okay. I think I did all right. Matter of fact, man, I had a little help from Popeyes. I went ahead and got one of their turkeys.
Oh, come on!
I got one of those, man. We did it turkey Cajun style.
Popeyes Turkey Day. God bless.
That's right.
Hey Jesus, we're going over to Popeyes. You want to come with us?
He's like, yeah, fix me a plate.
Yeah, so there you go, right? Okay. So anyhow, it was family. Did you have, not just between you and me, did you have family over or what?
I wasn't, man, that's a long story. We kept it small and for other reasons. Not because the state said so. If I may say so myself, we didn't do it for that reasons, but for other reasons, we kept it kind of small.
Well, good. You know, seriously, good. I'm glad to hear it. I mean, you know, sometimes it's easier that way. We had it kind of small. And, I don't want to give away too much information because I am in L.A. County, you know. I don't want Herr Newsom hearing us or the other fool down there in Los Angeles. That's always a lot of fun, too. I mean, it's really funny. They admitted last week they had no scientific proof that this would even help, but they were going to do it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, speaking of turkey, yeah, Gavin Newsom is definitely a stuffed giant turkey.
That was good, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you finish.
Rock, paper, scissors, man.
Yeah, they hear me all the time. You need to talk.
Okay. I'll take that. Yeah, man. I'm looking at this COVID thing and just how just we're being and I've been saying it over and over again, man. Just how we're being duped into this. We got to wear face masks for something that can get into our eyes. You know, we're having to eat out. They tell us that the safest place to be is inside, yet it's safest to eat outside. And even when you eat outside, they have people eating outside inside enclosures. It's like, how is it that people are not seeing that this is a sham, man? And I'm not saying that COVID-19 isn't real. I'm just saying that the severity of it is played up way beyond, and it's a shame that people are not seeing this just the same way that they're not seeing that it's a sham how these votes are being done. People are being suckered. It's like, man, correlate these things.
Oh, you're one of those things where you believe this is a fraud?
I'm afraid so, man. That's the real sickness.
I've been telling people on Facebook, look, if you don't believe the fraud took place in this election, unfriend me, because I don't want to have any friends that are that loons, that refuse to look at the truth, or that are that big of liars, really, if you think about it. I don't want them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'll tell you what, man, when they take that swab and they're digging deep up into people's nostrils, what they ought to be...
I don't need to visualize that, dude.
what they're gonna pull out of there, man, and put on that slide is Biden cheated. That's what they're gonna find out, man. That's the real sickness that's going on, and people are being lied to. If that's anything to look up there inside of people's nose
we'll go back to the votes in a minute. I want to come back to what you're talking about with the coronavirus or the crud virus, whatever you want to call it. Anyhow, you know, think about something. They tell you that the best place to be is outside, right? Because it's outside dining, right? So they want you outside. And even with all of that, they've closed the parks. Yep. And they wonder why the kids are going. Now, wouldn't it be great if the kids were outside in the parks getting some exercise, some fresh air, having that UV rays, you know, beat down COVID? I barely made it out of high school and I know this to be truth, right?
Totally, man. It's science, Joe. That's what we're supposed to be going with. And it's mixed messages, man, because like I said, they'll tell you that the safest place to be inside, and then they'll tell you that the safest place to be outside. It's like, which one is it that you guys want us to do? You know, and they've got us wearing these face masks, and man, Joe, it's like the face mask itself is a petri dish for bacteria. And if this COVID virus is so dang dangerous, how is it that we can have these disposable face masks that we can just put in the garbage? They're, you know, it's like, aren't we supposed to put these things in a special disposal unit or something like that? None of this stuff makes any sense, man.
I tell that to the nurse. You know, the nurses will always say, well, you know, we wear them in the surgery room, and if they didn't work, why would they make us wear them? Okay. I will give you 100% credibility when everybody gets one of those hazmat bags to throw their masks and their gloves in when they get home, too. What is it? You only get to tell me to do a portion of it? I'm only 10% a human? You know, I mean, are you people for real? Hey, listen, here's the other thing. Everybody goes, well, when the vaccine comes, we'll be fine, right? Now, you heard that. You hear that all over the place. Well, let's just remember something. The flu has a vaccine, and it still kills between 45 and 65,000 people each year. So, yeah, go vaccine, right? Come on, people.
Yeah, and since they say that they're so close to having this vaccine, man, I'm wondering what's going to be the distribution of that, man. Are we going to be forced to take
You have nothing to worry about. You have nothing to worry about. I don't know if you heard. Because it's going to be the black community first because you've been the most affected by this. So therefore, to bring equality to the medical table, you will get your shots first.
By force or just?
Don't know. They didn't include that part in the press release. But Newsom has said point blank, the black and Hispanic community who have been unequally affected by this. We'll get the first pass. Let's forget the old folks that are dying in the old folks' homes. We don't care what color they are. We're just going to go out to the black and brown community to show how much of a panderer we can be.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Okay. And while we're at it, we'll just make sure that we know that people of color are always the most prone to have cooties. That's basically what Democrats are always saying. It's like there's always just something wrong with them, and we have to take care of them. It's like there's just something innately wrong with us all the freaking time, whether it's COVID or AIDS.
I am so glad you said, I was saying that this week, and somebody got mad at me, and I just said, what are they, so stupid they can't find an ID, a place to get an ID or a driver's license? Are you serious? And anyway, we'll talk more about this in the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a minute.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence in Memphis, Tennessee, discussing Operation Warp Speed on Thursday. The vice president saying a vaccine will be here soon.
Because of the efforts at the state and federal level, and because of the great work of our research companies and pharmaceutical companies, and because of a great partnership with FedEx and other companies around the country, that help is on the way. We are are just a matter, we believe, of days away from when we will begin to distribute tens of millions of doses of a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine to the American people.
President Trump thinks a deal on a new coronavirus relief package is very close. The president saying at the White House he'll support the bill. The bill does have bipartisan support. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5562. Listen, get involved, get engaged, do something to change the world. You know what I'm saying? Make a difference. Anyhow. I always appreciate your time with me, and I really do. Let's just bring them on, because I have so much fun with them. And Alfonso Rizzo, I keep wanting to give you a real name, but I like the other name better. I don't know what to tell you. Whatever. Anyhow, Alfonso Rizzo joins me, as he does pretty much, I don't know, every week, except when it's Turkey Week or Christmas. Are we going to do a Christmas show, or what? You want to do
that, now that you mention it, yes. You know, and my bad, man. I dropped the ball. I figured, you know, everybody was going to be doing, like, what do you call those, a rerun on Thanksgiving. And, you know, so I didn't hear. So I was like, I guess we're taking the day off.
No. Matter of fact, you don't remember, but I do. I had a 5-minute a Thanksgiving tradition thing from you. I just plugged it in and didn't tell you about it.
Okay.
While you were in the turkey coma on your couch, everybody's hearing you speak over here. So,
man, and I tell you what, man, that turkey coma is real. It's real, man. Maybe it's psychosomatic or something like that, but this year, man, that tryptophan
Yeah, but how much did you eat? That's really the. Were you gluttonous? Come on, tell me what you.
I don't think so. I don't think I was particularly gluttonous, man. But actually, no, I did hog a whole drumstick.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Straight up, like medieval times, man. Like medieval things. Like, give me that drumstick, man. And you know, plus it's a drumstick, so I'm partial to that, you know.
Yeah. So, I asked everybody this question last time, but you know, for me, it's like we have lasagna every year. You know, that's got to be on the table, or it's really not Turkey Day. Is there like a tradition in your family? Now, listen, for the rest of you, you're going to write me an email. I'm not talking about the black community, because, you know, food is food as far as I'm concerned. Everybody's got their little thing like Italians do.
Sure.
But is there something in your family, like, if it's not on the table, it kind of, like, doesn't feel like Thanksgiving?
Hey, well, you know, we had a little bit of Italian, too, you know, because we had that macaroni and cheese.
Come, are you serious? Hello? Did you actually just say that on my show? Macaroni and cheese?
Oh, so that's right.
Was it Kraft or was it like Albertsons? You know,
no, man, we had Sargento cheese in there.
Oh, wow, there you go. All right, okay. That fixes everything. No. Let's move off the food. You're making me sick. Anyway. All right, so listen. You know, do you remember all the noise around, you know, when Georgia was passing a law that you had to have a picture ID to vote, and it was terrible, wasn't that? You were going to keep people from voting because, you know, because the lower socioeconomic groups, they couldn't find the DMV or they couldn't find any way to get an ID or any of that stuff. You're going to keep them from voting. Yet what happened this year? They had record voting coming in from everywhere. Maybe even have had too many people voting. I just put the numbers up. I'll get those for you in a minute, but it's hilarious. But, you know, we're constantly hearing about how we have to help out the black community. Because for whatever reason, I don't even know anymore. It's gotten so crazy. I don't even. We now have to go back to affirmative action in California because apparently the black community can't do well enough to do well in school. Okay, I mean, isn't that what that says? We have to help them because they can't do well enough in high school to make it into a college somewhere. And so NASDAQ now has jumped on the bandwagon and said, "Look, for you companies that are not woke, we're gonna penalize you." You have to have, and I was joking with you during the break, funny how they lumped you together with this group. You either have to have somebody from the black community or from the LGBTQ community, and preferably a woman.
Okay. Or a man that identifies as a woman.
Okay, well, I mean, you don't even know anymore, right? It's just whatever.
Right?
I'm part of the LGBTQ community who identifies as a black woman, so you can't turn me down now.
Right? Right. If they are true to their narrative, but and, you know, and I talk about this stuff, man, in my audio book, A Solid Right Cross, and but that, you know, with the black community, I'm praying that at some point the switch will go on, switch being the operative word here, that look, you know, with the black community, one of the grievances with the black community is how America generally, right, racist America has emasculated the black man. Meanwhile, the black community has given themselves over to being used by the LGBT community, and they do this willfully as if they think it's empowering and open-minded and woke to do this. It's like you are letting the Democrat Party, who's always been the culprit in this, you are letting the Democrat Party emasculate you. And it's like, and you're believing the party, and why do you believe them? Because they tell you that the party's a switch size? Meanwhile, this is the same party that is telling you that a man and a woman can switch their gender. And you believe that? Man, I'm hoping the light will go on at some point.
You're such an optimist. I think it's out of fear now. When you saw it went down during these election, the election cycle, the some of these rulings that came down where the local election board ruled in favor of Trump, if you would, that they would not certify the vote, and then they got beat up by the left. They got, you know, verbally abused by people around them, and they changed their minds. I can't imagine doing that. You know, I can't imagine that happening. So now people are afraid. They're afraid to stand up because they're afraid of the beating that them and their family are going to take.
Sure, you know? Sure, man. I mean, when everything is can discredit you, especially using the Death Star weapon, the race card. And speaking of race card, I mean, even your driver's license can be a race card, which makes no sense, man. It's like, okay, check this out. We got Democrats who want the state to control everything. Okay. And you got these voters who want to give the state the power to I guess, facilitate all of what they feel like they're entitled to. Well, that card is an issuing of the state. You bought this card, and that's what you wanted. You wanted this state program of where you could be identified. And now when people ask you to present your identification that you got from the state that you wanted, now it's racist?
Now, if you're going to keep making sense, you're not going to be able to come on the show anymore. They're not going to know what to do with you. No, it's the truth. They scream and yell about these things. They don't want to get exactly what they want. It's not enough. I did this. Oh, I should do this story with you because you're going to lose your mind over it. But there was actually a transgender group that came out. And you know what they're upset about? They're upset at the fact. I love this. They're upset at the fact that you won't date them. Okay, and that straight men will not accept a transgender woman as a true woman. And I made the mistake of saying, I'm sorry, I'm more into the woman that was born with all the parts and pieces that God gave them and that biology gave them. So
yeah.
Now not only are they telling us what to eat, how to eat, where to go, when to go, how to go, now it's who you can date and who you can have sex with. Aren't these the same people that screamed at us and said, you can't tell us how to love, but we can tell you?
Yeah, and once again, Joe, and I talk about this in my audio book, A Solid Right Cross, just the contrary and conflicting applications of their worldview. It just doesn't work. And, man, even there's
admittedly, you know, and I grew up like in the 70s and the 80s, man. So I remember bands like
Free Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll. I got it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I remember groups like Dead or Alive, Pete Burns. Even Pete Burns would tell you, man, he was a flaming homosexual. He was like, look, man, gay marriage don't work. It's an illusion. It's like it isn't going to work. And even what's that cat? What was it Jay Davis, the guy who was in that movie Stargate, who played that Egyptian alien or whichever?
Yep.
And you know how feminine he looked. Finally, he was like, "Look, man, I got to butch up, man, because he couldn't get dates anymore because he looked too feminine. So he had to become more mannish looking, so men would go out with him. And this whole transgender thing, man, it does. It's not sustainable, right? Yeah. Their love life is not sustainable. Even they talk about love win, and they talk
even
about
your health is not sustainable. Okay,
it's not healthy.
You're taking drugs to alter your body to alter. It doesn't alter your DNA, but it alters what your body wants to do. Should be doing. I always say to people, if you don't believe in God, you're lost. But truly, Mother Nature kicks in and says, no, this body needs to have this, this, and this. And you're going, no, I know better. No, you can't. We're going to give you a shot to stop that from happening. Are we full of ourselves?
You're right, man. It's a funny thing that a person would go through all these leaps to try to convince their body that there's something else than just doing the exercise to remind their body of what it actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. And, you know, with that, look, first of all, I'm not making fun of these people. I'm making fun of the idea that you've been screaming at us Christians for decades that we need to believe in science. We need to do things the way science wants to do things. But when it comes to the things that you're doing, we can't believe in science. Science doesn't apply to you for some reason. It's like, you know, like a Teflon Don, right? I mean, nothing sticks to you. It just all has to stick to us. We're the only ones that are in trouble with it. It truly is ridiculous. And you deserve to be mocked with that stuff. Now, as a human being, you deserve my love and respect, but you deserve to be mocked when on one side of your hand you're telling me I have to do this, but you're not doing any of that on your own, right? All right, we're going to go for a break. We're not going to, you know, he got me going down this road, so the next thing I'm going to talk to him about, so be ready for this. Is America in a moral free fall? Think about that. We'll be back in a minute. Show me seeing your host. Don't go far.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We're back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can also sign up for the newsletter. You can get text alerts there simply by texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. But let me bring him back on because I have so much fun when he's on with me. Alfonso Rangel, lovingly referred to as Zoe, joins us. Hey, listen, why don't you tell them before we get yakking away here, tell them where they can get your music, tell them where they can listen to your anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study. Seriously.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. I've got my shows, The Zoloft, The Zopium Den, my music project, 20 Pound Sledge. Hope you guys will visit, share the work there. Just trying to rock the gospel and promote truth.
I've got to say, in our era, our genre, whatever what it is that you call what we do here, I say it's moving the mouth, but that's just my opinion. I always tell people, listen to people that you could trust. Listen to people you know are not going to purposely lead you astray for their own benefit, and you're one of those, and I believe myself to be one of them, and I think there's just a handful of people that they're not doing this so they could be the next Rush Limbaugh, We're doing this so we can hit that group of people. Maybe they don't listen to him. They don't listen to some of the others, but they'll get a bit of truth out of what we're talking about, and it'll give them something to think about. That's all I want them to think, right?
Right, right. And think through the filter of the Word of God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the eternal. The Word of God says himself, look, man, my word is forever. Anything else is going to pass away. We'll pass away. Compared to my word, I'm the first, I'm the last. It's like, look, I would rather establish my worldview on that. Because his word is solid. It's the truth. So why not build, you know, when I let people know I'm about to do my thing, you know, it's like, look, this is what I stand on. This isn't my self-righteous interpretation of things or my self-righteous worldview that will decay just like anything else. I got to stand on the word of God, something that's truly solid. That's where I'm coming from.
Right. And we should be, you know, it's been a lot of confusion among our brothers and sisters. You know, in the Christian world, we have the same problem they have in other areas, which is, you know, you've got the newbies and you've got the ones that have been going forever, but they're weak and they want to be politically correct. And you got the other ones that you and I were joking about during the break that are too much in your face, right? You sneezed the wrong way, you're going to hell. That's all there is to it. God forbid you should dance and move the hips, you're going to hell. And then, you know, I mean, go down the whole list of stuff that people have heard over the years.
Right.
And it's, you know, we're supposed to approach people in a loving way, not accepting their sin or what have you, you know, but you don't win people to God by talking about how he's going to smite you with lightning all the time. It just doesn't work out well that way. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, see, that's, you know, folks got to read the total word. You know, they're looking for this, you know, hippie Jesus and stuff like that.
Oh my God, is that blonde hair and blue eyed?
No, he's not.
He doesn't have an English accent.
He's definitely not some tie-dye wearing hippie. Is the prime directive to love? You know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and then love your neighbors with yourself. Yes, yes, you got to, but you gotta know what that love is. And you know, this Jesus is not a funny duddy either, man. It's like, you know, you read the whole Word of God, it's like Jesus is a party God. He established a whole bunch of festivals. He likes to party, okay? You know, so, and that being said, man, yeah, we can approach people with the Word, and when people get that, they should start to see, especially whether it's cultural, whether it's political, you can see where these policies go. These policies, they start somewhere. First up, it's a manifestation of what's going on in the spirit realm. That manifests in the culture, and it manifests in policy. But you got to have a filter on what to see and see where these things go and how they're going to affect people. And I think a lot of people keep trying to, they either try to leave God out of it, because they believe that it's not constitutional, or they believe that it's imposing their religion or something like that, or they leave him out because they think that God is too holy to be involved in politics and all that sort of stuff. For whatever reason, man, their reasons are totally not biblical and fully based in self-righteousness. And long story short, Joe, that's how we end up where we are, where the godless are dictating everything that we do, whether it's COVID and how we're supposed to behave with it, whether it's these policies concerning education, policies concerning our economic policy, all these things. They're running rampant. They're being run rampant by the godless. And I just say this one more thing. You know, people were looking to Trump to be able to solve all these things.
Yeah.
And I kept trying to say, Joe, it's like, you can't do that. Be thankful that Trump is president, yes, but I'll tell you what, all this stock that you're putting in Trump to do these things, it's going to collapse, because the spiritual and the cultural foundation to be able to uphold these policies is going to fall right up from underneath you. Watch. And it did. It was so easy, Joe. COVID. Bam, just like that. Why was COVID so effective? Because Republicans didn't have the clout, because they were easily accused of being racist. So anything that you could say against them was going to be able to damage them easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
And remember, it was, first of all, we got through years of how bad it was to be white. White people were bad. They were inherently bad. Now the corona comes in, and the reason that Trump didn't do anything about it quickly, why? Because it... unproportionately affected the black and Hispanic community.
Absolutely.
And we want to wipe you guys out. You know that, right? I mean, clear. So,
evidently, right? I don't
do anything about it.
But, you're doing a horrible job, Joe, because I'm still here, man.
You know, and I love this stuff, and I love to make fun of it because it's just so asinine. You can't do anything but make fun of it. Now, you know, and the other thing that we've talked about in the show, and I think we need to talk about it more, is... you know, when you talk about the coronavirus restrictions towards religious worship, towards churches, and now, you know, bless God that he touched the hearts of those on the Supreme Court that said, no, you can't do that, right? But just the fact that we've been able to pull, that they were able to pull this off to the degree they have pulled it off, right? You had a San Diego judge 2 weeks ago that ordered strip clubs to be open. They had to be open. They were necessary, but you better not be at church worshiping.
Right.
Okay? We are in a moral free fall in this country. And, totally. And I'm not just talking about the heathens, okay? I'm talking about our brothers and sisters in Christ. A recent poll, over 40% of Christians go, I don't know how to phrase this, because you and I both know that there's plenty of people say they're Christians and they're not, but we'll just say the Sunday go-to-meeting Christians, okay? 40% of Sunday go-to-meeting Christians approved or thought that abortion was a personal choice, okay? Right? 63% of them believe that same-sex marriage was acceptable to God, all right? I mean, you go down this whole list that just a little over 50% said sexual orientation was also okay with God. So what happened? When did we take that hard left turn?
Man, I mean, this is one of those things. It's a revisit. We've been going through this, man, for thousands of years. You know, it goes in cycles.
But we're enlightened, though. We're an enlightened and educated people.
You know what that means?
That means we're dumb.
unfortunately,
dumb. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
But it means that at this point in this age of enlightenment and information, it means that there's no excuse to not get it anymore.
Yeah, bingo.
That's where we are. And, you know, I mean, Maranatha, man, I'm eager for the Lord to pull the trigger on this. I don't want to say that because I don't want to sound all self-righteous because the Lord may pull the trigger on me, too. So it's like, hey, God, I know that you're good. And it's only in your goodness can I expect to be, you know, to get to party with you. I know it ain't anything that I've done, but I know that your justice is sound. I know that your justice is perfect. And, man, I'm waiting for him to drop the gavel.
I'm selfish. I want him to come back. I'm done with this tomfoolery. I don't know why he lets us go on like this. I know it's because we have choice. I got all that crap. But, I mean, really, seriously. I mean, at what point in time do you sit down? You know, I had four kids. When they were really, like, going crazy, it was like, okay, all four corners. Knock it off. Don't anybody say anything. Because I may kill all of you. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut for a few minutes. You can keep your mouth shut for right? You kind of do a reset. I'm like, God, what are you waiting for?
But I tell you what, Joe, and I know that God is a just God, and I know that his just, like I said, his mind on this is perfect. Because God knows, man, he knows that, yeah, I can go ahead and I can come back right now. You know what's going to happen? Even the very people who said that they wanted me to come back, I come back and I throw down my judgment, they're going to hate me for it. My very own, man, my very own. And we've already seen it. His very own killed him, right?
Yeah,
so it's like, you know, so even in this day where we're so enlightened, you know, even the word says that the elect will be deceived. You know, it's like he's going to be betting, you know, and even in this day right now where we're supposed to be so smart and enlightened, even those who call on him when he comes will even betray him, you know, so it's like.
Think of the things I tell people, you know, I get a little more graphic and go, look, once you climb up on the cross and tell Jesus, you know what, we're good with murdering babies in the womb, don't really care what you think, okay? We're okay with kids that you have born with certain parts and pieces, encouraging them and telling them they're really not those things, okay? And that God really doesn't exist. Oh, and by the way, divorce is just fine because it really doesn't do any damage to families because we're so enlightened now. We don't really need you anymore. And by the way, you know, now we've got sexual robots, so we really don't need the female and or the male. We're good over here, okay? We're taking care of ourselves. Wink, wink, if you know what I mean, okay? I mean, this is how perverse we've come, but yet...
Yeah.
See what you did to me there? You poked me. We're so enlightened is what I was getting at. We're in such a moral free fall. We trust God for nothing anymore. It's now all government and or ourselves, isn't it?
Yes, and there's a lot to go around as far as that goes. Because like even right now, you know, with the politicos, it's the conservatives. Now all of a sudden they've got religion, and these people are praying fervently. We need
they got
God.
Religion, all right. Yeah,
they're praying and praying for Trump to be reelected. It's like, why don't we pray like this all the time?
Yeah, you amen. Well, don't start sending me emails to go pray now. You should have been praying 3.5 years ago. Anyway, we gotta go. Tell people where to find you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzesurfingmedia.com. Hope to see y'all there.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Guess what? Senator Scott Wilk from California is going to be joining me in the next hour. Don't go far. We got a lot to talk about.